kind of cult love I'm looking for. We're all going to murder her. I don't know what you're allowed to murder, the TV license inspector. Listen, thank you for being here. My goodness, South Africa has gone nuts in the last few days, guys. They want Helen Zille to be the mayor of Johannesburg. How cuck is Johannesburg when Helen Zille's an option, guys? Even black people are going, yeah, she's racist, but if she fixes the traffic light, she can call me a refugee. My goodness, I don't know. Floyd Shivambu, he's no longer the Secretary General of MK. No, they fired him. It was wild because Floyd cheated on Julius and then got fired by Jacob Zuma. Karma's a bitch. Clearly, Floyd's karma's being delivered by Checker 6060 because that was fucking fast, guys. I don't even know. Donald Trump and Elon Musk had a divorce, and all South Africa wants to know is, can they please take some more racists? Can we start a list, maybe? Gareth Cliff, Steve Hoffmeyer. I don't know. That lady from Kenilworth. I don't know. Guys, listen. Ramaphosa's still acting like BEE has not been turned into a license to steal. I mean, I don't know. Ocean's 11 robbed the casino. Ramaphosa's 11 robbed the whole of Eskom. So we're here. We're going to talk about this cuck. It's going to be nuts. It's a podcast of the pup. As far as I know, the only podcast of the pup. And today I've got a really special guest that I want you to throw your panties or your underwear or whatever LGBTQ option you're wearing. This is KG Mokgadi. Clap for him. How's it going, KG?
Alty, good to see you. It's going lekker.
Lekker, you're one of my comedy bosses. You are like a comedy G. You've been around, and you talk about politics. So thanks for coming to my first live taping version.
Yeah, brah.
It's amazing.
This is dope.
We're coming up in the world.
It's about time.
That's what I was saying to the hand in my ass. You don't have a hand in your ass because you're a comedian. I don't know what's going. Wow, he smells like privilege. Listen. KG, thanks for coming through. I know you got to run to some shows. Listen, you know, it's one of South Africa's funniest comedians. You know, South Africa's gone nuts.
Yeah.
Do you think Helen Zille should be the next mayor of Johannesburg?
Shouldn't be. I don't know. I don't live there. It's up to those guys. But the question I had was, what is Joburg dealing with that could prompt somebody age, what, 73?
I don't know. 103. I don't know. It's hard to
like
tell.
Like a 73-year-old just going, got okay, ID screw filters. This. I'm going back to work. That's crazy. Like, so, like, I don't know. And when you play into that space, you play into this, like, well, Cape Town is better. This.
Yo,
I don't
cuck.
Think Cape Town
that's
is better. At all. I live in Cape Town. I don't think it's better.
Why don't you think Cape Town's better? Because these people in Joburg just think we're living in La La Land. Like, we're like Neisner with penguins. Why?
Dude, I think the city is clean. I think that works. I think Rondebosch is cool. It works. But Khayelitsha doesn't.
Yeah, if you're following from outside, Rondebosch is what it sounds like. It's where white people walk around the bush.
I think. So here's
literally
the confusion.
They arrive, say, let's walk around the bush. That sounds like someone's getting some gentle things done. But
but the question is, does the Rondebosch of Joburg work? See, that was the thing that concerns me is, does the Rondebosch Claremont Bishop's Court of Joburg work?
Like Houghton. That'd be like Houghton. I think it does work. I mean, they have. I think the only thing that I've noticed in Joburg is the robots seem to be off more than they're off in Cape Town. But I don't know.
But the robots at the suburbs in Cape Town, they work. So
they do, yeah.
Like my neighbors are old and white. My stuff works. I know that's got fuck all to do with me, right? Like, I know it's. It's for my white neighbors.
I think that Jordan Gordon, whatever the frick his name is, goes, no, we got to sort out where KG Mokgadi lives. He'll roast us in his next reel.
Nah. Wait. Is it me or is it Jordan or Gordon?
Nobody fucking knows. Nobody. His middle name is Hill, so he sounds like land. That's all I know.
Mr. Hill, does he look like John Steenhuisen with a young person filter? Is it?
That's it.
Does he like?
Oh, God.
Like, I look at him most times and I'm like, this is what John Stiernason used to look like when he was younger.
It looks like if John Stiernason used an Instagram filter. That's those aged, like, how do I look if I'm older? If Jordan Hill Lewis puts it on his face, he looks, turns into John Stiernason.
Yeah, like, and if you did a TikTok challenge of, like, what do I look like when I'm older?
When I'm old, yeah, it's John Stiernason. And then if John Stiernason puts it on, he turns into Tony Leon. Listen.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Because they all look alike.
They all look alike.
All white people look alike.
All white racists look the same. Liberals, not liberal. Right, liberals. Sorry, you're not a racist.
That's funny.
It's wild. Listen, KG, you know, I don't know if it's going to solve inequality. As you say, you know, yeah. I think that Helen Ziller's superpower is denying that apartheid happened. I mean, we've seen, you know, who it is. So, no, that a colonialism had a good side. So I think Dip Sluit will end up being Dipper Sluit if we put...
Yeah, what we know is that Dip Sluit, if Helen Ziller goes, then Dip Sluit is not changing.
No, it's gone.
But the problem is that the ANC or whatever coalition government that's been in Joburg doesn't do enough. Do you know how badly it is you have to fail for black people to consider the return of Helen?
The return of Helen. Like, okay,
do you know
just
how
bring her.
Bad, bro.
Just
like,
bring her. She can
do you know how bad you have to have done for black people to go, yeah, but you know. Like, these are the questions. So
it's wild, dude.
Dude, like,
dude,
it's
bad. If you fix the potholes, I'll call you madam.
Guy,
that's it.
Like, we are there. We are at black people going, oh, maybe a little racism, Nyana won't. Maybe, yo, that's wild.
We'll cope. It's nuts. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk to you about, because you've spoken a lot about this on your TikToks and reels and stuff. We've got this whole scenario going down. Floyd Shivambu, like, what happened there? I mean, he was the Secretary General of MK, stabbed Julius, and now he's out. Where's he going? Is his career over?
Floyd went to Malawi
Easter
weekend to church.
Yeah. Why did he go to Malawi for church? Did they not have Google Maps so they could find a church closer to home?
The best time to go to church, Easter weekend. Malawi. The problem is that the pastor is a fugitive.
No, you got to go visit the rapist stealing pastor. That's the one you go to, Floyd.
Like, I don't know why Floyd would go there. Like, it just looks bad. But is it bad enough to be fired as the Secretary General of the MK specifically? I don't know.
It was nuts. My bloody hand broke again. This happens in every show. Can you just get the little hand? Get my hand for me, please. Just get it up there and then put the hole in the hole there for me. Just click the hole in the hole just and break my set for me, please. Oh, yeah, KG, just put...
There you go.
Oh!
Oh! Jo-
oh! Eyes
are
that felt so good. Thank you. Wow. Smells like Elon Musk. KG, listen, man. Listen, do you think that Floyd's WhatsApping Julius right now, like trying to get back in? Hey, no hard feelings. Can I come back?
No, he can't. He can't go back because I think trying to go back makes him look bad. And I think there's a clause in the EFF that says if you leave, you are not allowed to come back.
Yeah. Once you footsack, for life.
Yeah, when I hambile, hambile.
It's definitely in there. Yeah, it's definitely in there.
He can't be trusted for wanting to go back.
Yeah, Asijiki,
now he's got to stay there. He's got to stay.
You're gone, footsack, go. You're going to eat some Jacob Zuma humble pie.
Look, bro, he's going to be a dope MP. He's going to be quoting Fanon for us. We're about to learn. We're going to learn a lot of cack that we didn't know. So I'm also looking forward to Floyd versus EFF. Like, it's the battle of superior logics. Like,
oh, yes, that's going to be great. How they can be more condescending to each other with some Marxist we've never heard of.
Yeah,
that's true.
Then ATM might be joining MK. It's a mess. We don't know.
Might join MK. I didn't know that.
Hey, dog. Like,
holy shit.
Yeah,
that would make sense because Jacob Zuma literally was the Gupta's ATM.
Bro. That's funny.
That was a great line, I must say. I'm going to pat myself on the back there. That is me so, on my comedy back there. Thank
that is
you.
So good. I'm sorry I did not give you a proper response.
It's fine. No, you killed it. Like, comedically, they laughed, I wasn't. You said, oh. I could feel the anger. Listen, yeah. MK just also fired Mzweli Manyi. You know, from outside, I don't know how it looks to you, but to me it looks like Jelly has more internal stability than MK. Do you think that they will implode or they could do it? They stand a chance?
I don't think they'll employ it. They'll implode. I think they'll push. I think this is the Jacob Zuma style of politics, of cabinet reshuffles. Remember, you used to shuffle.
Well, they were shuffling the cabinet.
You used to shuffle your cabinet.
It would be like at 2 in the morning, Sunny.
Hey, you'd be like, wake up in the morning with a new minister of something.
Yeah,
like,
that's what he's
hell?
Just. He's got like cabinet shuffle FOMO. He's like, I've got to move them around. Just move.
Dude, move. I honestly think they're going to reshuffle. Employed. I think they're going to push just like they're pushing now. Are they going to grow in the next elections? I don't know. But I think they're going to be there for some time. I'm not worried about Jimmy Manyi. I mean, Mzwanele Manyi.
No, you racist. Great.
Sorry, leadership. I'm not worried about him because he might just be the spokesperson of a new political party. You know, that one doesn't waste time.
Yeah, this guy's going to be jumping. Suddenly he's going to find out he's the spokesperson for the Patriotic Alliance and Action SA at the same time. One WhatsApp group for both.
Yeah, he's going
to... They're both green. It makes sense.
He's going to wake up at Patriotic Alliance at... Yeah, what?
Some cock you've never heard of.
Yeah, like pushing, like nothing is happening. So I'm not worried about him specifically. There will be a political home for him if he gets sick and tired of the MK. The MK is going to stay with us for a lot longer. I don't even think it's going to implode if anything happens to Jacob Zuma. I think there's like dope brains in the MK.
What are the dope brains in MK? I mean, I've heard that.
There's cool people.
Name one
there's
dope
like...
brain in MK. Just one. Just say the name.
Dude, Brian Mulifez is smart.
Oh my God.
That's a smart guy.
No, he's not stupid. It's not stupid. You had to be clever to steal as much as he stole. That Saxon bean cuck was genius.
Oh, dog. Brian was a smart guy. I think you were like, are those dudes that have been implicated in corruption and what have you.
Yeah.
Sure, they've been, you know, there's implications, there's all of that, but doesn't take away the fact that you're implicated in corruption doesn't mean you're stupid.
That's true. And I think a lot of people forget that because they're racist. They think that you're, oh, this guy's just the thing. And you've heard, no, he actually does have degrees and he did run a business until he didn't run a business.
I think that is the biggest thing in South African politics where we tend to assume because people are implicated or they were stupid enough to get caught or whatever, we think that, or not we think, the opposition parties think and their supporters think that they are stupid.
Listen, do you think the ANC and MK are ever going to start their own GNU, the GNI, Government of National Instability? Do you think that's possible? Do you think we could see an ANC MK?
It depends on who's the president of the ANC and which faction has the power at that time.
So if those guys,
the other side that's loyal to those,
you know who I mean.
There's always like. Yeah, bunch of the Premier League.
Yeah, the Premier League. Those guys. Oh, remember those guys. Oh my goodness, I love those people. They were amazing.
Yeah.
So who's going to be the next president after Ramaphosa? Paul Mashatile or John Steenhuisen?
Dude, we don't know. Like, we don't. For the first time in South Africa, we don't know. Like, nobody sees Paul. Like, you could wake up and it's Fikile Mbalula.
Nope. Oh my God. Bro, can you imagine Fikile?
We don't know, bruh.
Can you imagine Fikile in that meeting with Trump going, I'm going to razzmatazz. We'll never book Beyonce again.
Bruh, we don't know. Like right now, nobody can tell you. It's very scary. I don't know, John, I don't. It depends on how low the ANC.
It depends on whether Helen Zille lets him.
Guys. Imagine having to explain to other Africans.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
That we have got the white president.
Yeah,
we're
34 years after apartheid, they're back. Sorry. Yeah, we screwed up. Oh, that would be awkward. He doesn't look African. Shut up.
Now we gotta spin it. Oh, democracy. Oh.
It's Nelson Mandela's dream. I know. I know. It's wild.
I don't see John, but I also the scary part, bruh, is that we don't. Cyril is not showing that he's grooming anyone.
He's not.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He
I don't
looks
like the word
like he's
grooming.
Finish.
That does sound a little bit who's your daddy,
it sounds. Okay.
If the newspaper headline said Cyril is grooming someone, it better not be Jordan Hill Lewis.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I know. Because there was none of them laughed, though, because they're the cheap audience. They didn't.
It's Tuesday.
Listen, it is Tuesday. I think the laughs are less on Tuesday. You would know. Okay, I want to ask you this. Do you think we should cancel BE?
No.
Because I ask this, Ramaphosa is acting like he has no idea. Some people have been using it to steal. No idea. I don't want to mention names, but the name rhymes with Ace Magashule.
And the name rhymes with Ramaphosa himself.
That's exactly the bossa of things. So how do we keep BE but also get rid of the thieving?
How do you keep it and get rid of the thieving?
I know you're just a comedian, but knock knock, answer the question.
I don't see a South Africa that doesn't have thieving. I think South Africa was based on thieving.
Yeah, that's not a lie. 1652!
1652.
How do you steal a country and then tell people they're fucking stealing?
Bro, all of it. All of it. Like this is how wild it is. Like, 1652 is not even like the Netherlands stealing. It's there. It says the Dutch East India Company.
Exactly.
We were colonized by a private company.
A private company. It's like being private. It's like we were colonized by Robertson Herbs and Spices.
You know what I mean, bruh? Bruh, like, that's the vibe. So I go, like stealing is like the cornerstone of this. It's the thing that built this country.
That's
like,
true.
It's very difficult to imagine.
How do you extract it if
South
it's part
Africa
of the system?
Without it. Like... Yeah. So I don't know. Guys, like, it's... I can't see it.
Great. That was a great way of saying I don't have a clue either. To be honest, that's why I was asking you, because I don't have the answers and none of our politicians seem to either. Now, this is the next bit of the show, the podcast, a new thing I want to do on the podcast every week, every now and again. It's going to be called Shit White People Do. That's the concept. Shit White People Do. About all the weird cuck that we do to people of color, that low-key racism. And you had this hilarious story you once told me about standing outside having a smoke at your complex.
Yeah.
And then a nice old white lady came to check on you. What can you tell these guys that story?
You know, like, it's one of those beautiful mornings. It's I'm smoking. I'm looking with excitement at a JoJo tank, because for the first time in my life, I know what a JoJo tank is, because it's written on the thing. I used to hear people like, we need to get JoJo tanks, like, day zero, whatever. And I was like, what is a JoJo tank? And the next thing, I'm there, and then I'm like, this is a JoJo tank. And then in my excitement, bruh, like, it's a beautiful day. Birds, the pool, there's dudes cleaning the pool. You can see the people who work there. Me, you can see, dog. And then this old lady opens her door, like, you know, a racist. Like, if I go, imagine an old white lady racist in your mind, you know, right? Like, and then she comes out, and then I see her. I'm like, this is something about before racism happens to you. You just know.
You can just smell it
you
coming.
Know, dog. Like, when you're 5'2 racism, you know. You're like,
5'2 racism.
Yeah, when you're 5'2 racism.
Oh, my God.
See, when white people are about to say something stupid, you just know. Like, when any else said, we grew up in apartheid, but... two wrongs don't make it. Some bullshit. We knew, like, this cuck is coming. So she comes, I see, I'm like, something stupid is going to happen here. And then I continue with my amazement at the JoJo tank. Like, oh my God, I figured it out. I'm a genius. Like, stupid shit. This auntie comes to me and she goes, can I help you? Bruh, the fact that I was expecting something stupid to leaves me, and immediately I feel like, what do you mean? Can you help me? And then I look at her, because there's something about racism that makes you, that forces you to be the bigger person for some odd reason. Like racism, and I find the racism that happens to me comes from people I can't move.
You want to smack them, but she's an old lady.
I can't smack them. It comes from an old man.
It's called the Helen Zilla technique.
Oh, it comes from somebody that's going to murder you if you try. Like, it comes from somebody that's so big, if you try, you're losing the thing. And I look at her, bra, like, so shattered, like, excuse me, what do you mean? She goes, can I help you? I go, I don't understand. What about me says I need help? She says, what are you doing here?
So it's not I want to help you. It's why you here.
Dog, yeah. Now, like, put now sec, I'm uh-huh. feeling like, yo, like, you know that I'm free. Like, what are you doing here? I go, what are you doing here? She goes, I live here. And I go, why aren't you assuming that I live here? What about me says I need help? And then she freezes.
Oh, did she cuck herself?
Oh, then she cucks. Then she cucks herself. And then I see that she's cucking herself. I start to like, no, answer me. What about me says to you that I need help? And the cuck thing is she's in the smaller flats.
She's in the cuck flats.
Yeah, in the cuck flats, dog.
So yeah, she's the one who needs seats. The help.
She's in the cheap seats of the group.
Oh, God.
Why are you asking? God. Dude, she doesn't mind you. Like, I'm following her. I'm following her back to the car. Answer me. Tell me what about me says I need help from you. What do you want to help me with? She's not talking anymore. She's not talking. She gets in the car, starts the car, and then she drives off. Like, why, white people?
She just drove away.
Why?
She'd like hit and run racism.
Guy.
Like when they bump your car and run away. She didn't.
She's just, how can I help you?
Why are you? I'm out.
Dude.
It's not me. Some of my best friends are black.
Dude. And then, like, for the duration of my stay there, I didn't stay long. For the duration of my stay there, every time she sees me there, she can't look at me anymore. Right? Like, every time she parks, she comes out of the car. And then me, see, you find, like, these other white neighbors in the thing where you just go along. Hey, who's there? Blah, blah. Now she's in the outs.
She's all weird.
Yeah, she's all alone, like Ernest Roots, like.
Listen, do you think Julius should stop singing Kill the Boer, or should he change it to something else, like Kill the Home Loan, Kill the University, Kill the TV License Inspector?
Do I think?
Remember, this is going to go viral. It's going to infect your whole corporate career.
Do I think so? No. It's a delicious song.
It's a delicious song that means kill. I don't know what it means. Because it kills the whiteness. Because the Boer kind of meant whiteness.
You know
whiteness,
when the baby can't sleep and you're like, mama,
yeah. Oh, God. I love you, KJ. You are hilarious. You are amazing. Where can we follow you?
KG Comic everywhere.
KG Comic everywhere. He's on all everywhere. The things. On his OnlyFans, it's KG Comic 2. That's his foot fetish account is one of the best in the country. Yeah. Oh, you could see how good he is at that. Wow, he's done that before. I love
when
you, KG.
Baby
you're brilliant.
Sing struggle songs and see what happens. White people, you can do it too. Just sing struggle songs. And by the way, Della Ray is a nice song. After you hit a couple of beers, Della Ray, Della Ray.
Wow. You'll never get a tender if you keep doing this.
It's a delicious song.
It is, yeah. If you are, if you want fog, it's a delicious song.
Hey, my career was ruined by Chester missing.
You are one step away from applying to be an Afrikaner refugee. Listen, this was KG Mokgadi. I was Chester missing. Follow us, like us, share us, comment, hate it or love it. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Kate, you can go now. We've got to
thank you.
Just go. I know that you're famous.
There you go.
Just go. Get out of the chair.
15 minutes to my call time. Thank
my
you very
God.
Much.
There he goes. Hey, there he goes. There.
I almost left with.
Take the mic. We don't care. Oh,